Log Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo. Good morning. Very, very nice day for a change. Don't have to turn on the air conditioner, can keep the windows open. How nice is that? All right, my friend Rena Strober contacted me. She's working on a movie in L.A., and she'll be getting back to me, and we're going to set up an interview for her. And it's called Waiting in the Wings, a musical. Be sure to check it out. You can also go to www.renastrober.com. Let's begin with a little, I don't know, something upbeat. I don't want to see the same thing over and over again. Okay, here's something different.
When I was just a little girl, I asked my mother, what will I be? Will I be pretty? Will I be rich? Is what she said to me. Hey, Sarah, Sarah. Whatever I am gonna be, gonna be, you know it's gonna be. Well, the future's not ours to see. No, 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 no. Just say, hey, Sarah. Hey, Sarah. Just say, hey, Sarah. When I grew up and I fell in love, I asked my sweetheart what lies ahead. Will we have rainbows day after day? Is what my sweetheart said. Today, I have children.
start the show. Okay. I think it's going to be Women's Day today on the show. All the women in my switchboard, I'll be playing those. George Benninger, welcome to the chat room. It's George Benninger from the Mom and Pop Shop. Yep, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 2 p.m. It's the Mom and Pop Shop on Dream Stream Radio. Check them out on Facebook as well. The Mom and Pop Shop. All the way from across the pond for the Atlantic. There we have Cyanide in the house. Hi, Cyanide. Is your boss watching? I don't know. We'll check it up. Anyway, let's keep it moving. I'm going to play Anthony Kapfer again. Very funny comedian who's just starting out making these great videos, and this is one of his songs. Anthony, Kapfer, and it's called D is for Divorce.
What's wrong? You seem kind of down.
My parents are fighting again.
Oh, no. What's wrong? Sherman's sad.
My parents are fighting.
Well, you know, when I'm upset, I like to stand alone in the corner because it feels like the walls are hugging me.
Oh.
Cheer up, Sherman. Don't know like your mind. Yeah, cheer up.
I've got an idea. I'll play a song to cheer you up.
A song?
That
song. Let's all sing along.
For divorce, they might say it's not your fault.
So, Sherman, do you feel better now?
No.
Hey, well, that was fun. You can check him out at K-A-P-F-E-R. Go check him out. Barry Anthony Keffer. Okay, very good. I hope I said his name right. Did I say it right? Deeds for Divorce. I got to look up where it was. Anyway, check him out. Cyanide's in the house, waving. George Benninger's house. And, of course, Betty Jo Tucker. Betty Jo, you're in the chat room and you're calling in. Can you not hear me in the chat room? Is that what it is? I can't figure that one out. All right, let's keep it going. Have a little Camille Theobald, always a funny lady.
Dear grocery store cashier, please stop talking to your coworker and just ring up my freaking pineapple. Okay, I'm sure whatever you're saying is super interesting and exciting. I wouldn't know because I don't speak Chinese. But whatever it is, it can probably wait. It's not like there's anyone behind me. The store is practically empty. It's 10 o'clock at night. How did you not have, like, your entire shift to tell this story? Or is it that long of a story that you've been telling it for the past, like, 7 hours? Or however long grocery store shifts are. I don't know. Never worked at a grocery store. Okay, but I don't want to be here all night. I need to get home so I can watch 3 episodes of 24 before bedtime. So less talking, more working. Okay? Thanks. Love, Camille. Yeah, these are letters that I wrote to these people. They Thanks, guys, for tuning in to What the F Yuka Letters. If you liked it, please press like. If you didn't like it, please tell me why. And if you want to see more, please subscribe. And yeah, these are letters that I'm saying for you. I hope they are entertaining and they make
now little Mick Schaefer, Fool for Love.
Get a shot of laughs with my bottle of tears.
Well, there you go, Nick Schaefer. There we go. what? Did it hurt your friend? Oh, to be in Toxic Avenger? Only mentally it hurt her to be in Toxic Avenger. Betty Jo Tucker's in the house, and tomorrow on Movie Attic Headquarters at 4 p.m., if you visit them, Phil Hall will be dropping in, and he'll be talking about the greatest bad movies of all time. Toxic Avenger. What about Attack of the Killer Tomatoes? I've seen a lot of bad ones. How far back are we going, color or black and white? Because there were a lot of bad ones that have scarred me as a child. I remember that. And so join her with Phil Hall tomorrow in Movie Attic Headquarters with Betty Jo Tucker. You can also go to www.bettyjotucker and find out more information and get the reviews. If you want to find out something about a movie before you go see it, check out Betty Jo Tucker. Mad movie man A.J. Hockery will serve as co-host for this fun episode. So check it out tomorrow at 4 p.m. But what about The Blob? Betty Jo, there's a bad movie, Beware the Blob. That was a bad, good movie. Little known fact, Burt Bacharach wrote the theme song for that. Who knew? Terrific. Let's have some old-time comedy, shall we? I think so. You like this, George Bettinger?
That's them.
Oh, yeah.
Say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
That's it.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say hello to you.
What?
Yeah, well, you remember you took me home last Tuesday night?
Yes.
And remember you left my house about 2 o'clock?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, after you left my home, my brother's tie was missing. Yes. I'm not saying you took it, but it looks very good on you.
Oh, well, now, just a minute. It wasn't last Tuesday. It was last Wednesday. In the second place, I didn't take you home at 2 o'clock. I left you home at 3. In the third place, I never took your brother's tie. But here's his pawn ticket for his watch.
Well, you remind me a great deal of a sweetheart I used to have.
Oh, so you had another sweetheart?
Oh, sure. I was engaged to George Brown.
And what's his name?
Oh.
George Brown.
Oh, I don't know. I never heard of him.
I see. Well, we'll see you again. I guess you better be going home.
Yes, all right.
Lovely. Listen, would you like to have me take you home in my car?
Oh, no, thank you. I'm too tired. I'd rather walk.
Oh, well, just a minute. This is a lovely car. You like it. It's fine.
No, I hate cars.
You hate cars? Well, I'll tell you what you do. You go home, get your coat, come back, and I'll give you a ride in my boat.
Oh, all right.
I've got a boat, too.
Oh, but wait a minute. My sister's got my coat.
That's all right. My brother's got my boat.
Yeah. Oh, God, you're silly.
I'd rather be silly than be dizzy.
Oh, I'm not dizzy, you know.
No.
No, I've come to the conclusion I'm very bright.
Oh, you made up your mind you're bright.
Yes.
Well, how bright are you?
Well, let's see. Well, you know those crossword puzzles?
Yes.
I make them up.
You make them up?
Yes.
Crossword puzzle?
Yes.
Well, that ought to be funny. Make one up. Let's have
it. All right. What is it that starts with W and, well, I don't know how many letters. What is it?
You made that up?
Yes.
You never made that up?
Yes, I did.
Somebody must be helping you.
No.
You couldn't. It starts with W and you don't know how many letters. What is it?
Yes.
Don't tell me the answer. Let me think of it.
No, well, take your time.
It's, does it jump?
No.
Does it swim?
No.
Does it run?
No.
I give it up.
Well, men shave with it.
Men shave with it.
Yeah, that's a little hint.
Yes, that'll help a whole lot. It starts with W.
Yes.
Well, the only thing that I know that a man shaves with is a razor.
Yeah, that's it.
That's
very good.
You made that up?
Yes.
Yes, I brag about that.
Yeah, I have brains.
You have?
Yeah, I have brains I haven't even used yet.
Well, leave them alone. Don't bother with them. If you had another brain, you'd have one.
Sure.
You have brains. And I, you know, I just happen to think of something.
What?
I've got something that'll fit your brain.
What?
A little bit of a game. Would you like to play it?
Oh, my type game?
Yes, your type game. You
yes.
love this game. See, the idea is I ask you something. You ask me the same thing, then I tell the funny answer.
Oh.
If I should say to you, why does a chicken cross the street? You must say, I don't know, why does a chicken cross the street? Then I tell the answer.
Oh, yes, I understand.
I tell all the funny answers.
Yeah, you want to be the funny man.
I'm the comedian.
Yes, go ahead. Be funny.
Be funny?
Yes.
Yes. Well, anyway, I'll tell all the answers.
Yes.
What fella in the army wears the largest hat?
The fella with the largest head. Is that right?
That's the trouble.
Huh?
You have the right idea, but you're not doing me any good. You see, I'm supposed to say the fellow with the largest head.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I see.
I'm the funny fellow.
Yeah, well, try it again.
Well, I'll try again.
Yes.
What is it that sings and has four legs?
Two canaries.
Doing very well. Well, I'll see you again.
Was I wrong again?
Lovely. You're never wrong. I've got one more. This is the last one.
Yes.
What gives more milk than a cow, two cows? That's all. I had a little trouble, but I finally got it in. So you know all the answers, and you're not busy.
No, I'm
You are plenty busy.
I am not.
You look to me like you're always up in an aeroplane. Have you ever been in a plane?
No, I never go.
Afraid of going to an aeroplane? There's nothing to be afraid about. You see, the first thing they do when you step into a plane, they strap a parachute on your shoulder. And if anything happens up in the air, all you do is jump out of the plane. The parachute opens up nicely, and then you land on the ground.
Yeah, but supposing the parachute doesn't open up?
Then you write to the factory, and the man sends you another one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a good idea.
Seeing is believing, that's a story old and true.
Don't believe all you hear, you've often heard that too.
You, dear and I, dear, are exceptions to the rule.
You may think me giddy, believe me, I'm no fool.
I love you, love you, love you, dear, I cross my heart, I do. Do you believe me? Now you're the first and only girl I ever told that to. Do you believe me?
I do.
And if things went wrong and skies above were gray instead of blue, you wouldn't have to worry, cause I'd know just what to do. I'd get up early mornings and I'd find a job for you. Do you believe me?
I'd mend your hose and fix your clothes. That's what I do for you. Do you believe me?
I do.
I'd cook your favorite dish, cafilled to fish or Irish stew. Do you believe me?
I do.
And mother dear would visit us 6 months of every year. My mother knows just how to mind her business, never fear. She's not like other mothers, she's a perfect little steer. Do you believe me?
I'm through. Yum da doo da 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 da. You know, I think you're very nice.
Yes, and I'm smart, too.
Well, that's the finish of that. You're so smart. Name three different kinds of nuts.
Walnuts and chestnuts.
That's two.
And forget-me-nuts.
Lovely. Da-da-doo-da-doo-da-da-da-doo. What did you take up at school?
Anything that wasn't nailed down.
You're too smart for one girl.
I'm more than one.
You're more than one?
Yeah, my mother has a picture of me when I was two.
Do you like to love?
No.
Like to kiss?
No.
What do you like?
Lamb chops.
Lamb chops. Could you eat two big lamb chops alone?
Alone? Oh, no, not alone.
No.
with potatoes I could.
You could?
Yes.
Well, that's funny. We're supposed to be off the screen.
Oh, aren't we off?
No, they are out there. I mean, what do we do?
Well, let's see. I know a little story.
Well, we got to get off, though.
Yeah, well, this is a very good story. I made it up myself.
You made it up?
Yes.
Well, that ought to get us off.
Yes.
It'll probably never get us back on again. Do I know the story?
No, you never heard it.
Well, maybe it's the kind of a story you can't tell out here.
Yeah, well, I know, but they like it.
They might like it, but I'll tell you what you do. You whisper the story to me, and if I think it's all right, I'll let you tell it.
Oh, all right.
You see?
Pardon me, Justin.
That's the story.
Yes.
Well, we finally got off. Go on, get out of here.
Tom Carozza, you gotta love him. Tom Carozza on Facebook. Check him out. Hey, you know what's coming up? Tale. T-A-L-E. It's coming up on the 30th, July 30th, and I believe it's going to be at the Three Cups, usually around 8:30. Okay, small donation, cheap drinks, and brilliant performers. I believe they're going to have Taylor Negron, who I'm also going to have as a guest, possible guest, this Friday on my show. So check them out. More info to come. She's sending me the info from California right now. She's got 15 minutes to do it, if she's listening. Yes, cyanide, cheap drinks. Cheap, cheap and easy. Always fun. Don't worry, I'm back. I don't know. It's this phone I was using. Can you hear me now? I'm back on. I just accidentally touched the wrong thing, and that went crazy. There we go. Cyanide, I'm glad you're laughing. Okay. Okay, Terry Mintz. Oh, yeah, here. She just emailed me the information. A tale, a storytelling show with music. It's really good. They usually have a band and everything. Okay, Tuesday, July 30th, 8:30 p.m., Three of Cups. That's 83 First Avenue, corner of East 5th Street. Great part of the village. Their lineup is going to be very impressive. Taylor Negron, you've known him from a comedian from numerous films. David Arroyo. Harmon Leone, what a funny writer and storyteller. He's written on numerous books. Ellie Devers, I don't really know, but Boris Chalkin, He's pretty funny. Michael Small with music by Afterbirth Monkey. It's $5. So it's a good thing to check out. It's new storytelling. Awesome new thing to do. Okay, well, with that in mind, hey, Steve Mendoza, I'm sorry I didn't mention you. We lost George Bettinger somewhere along the way, but I'm sure he'll be back. He's got his plate full. Yes, Afterbirth Monkey. You got to love them. You got to love these kind of bands and their weird names. So there was one band they wouldn't play for the longest time just because of their name. But, hey, what are you going to do? All right, for all you cat people out there, you know I love this song by Chuck Colombo.
Said these days are awfully frightening. Get my daily dose of shock every evening round 6 o'clock. My cat sits right there with me, but he don't watch no TV. And while my hairs all stand on end, he has managed to transcend. Nor the past, he's not your poochie. He's a born satisfaction. In the now, the cat is happening. In his world, there are no banks, no wall, no bombs, no tank. No control freaks will be found.
It's a cat
all the way down. Now, if I may be so blunt, these two vices, fear and want, do us in if we don't ask. That's why you must watch the cat.
Watch the cat.
He don't watch the news.
Watch the cat.
He don't get those blues. My cat is a Zen master.
Play it on your cattle.
Get out of your mind. If you don't know how to do that, just go get yourself a cat.
Watch the cat.
He don't watch the news.
Watch the cat.
He don't get the flu. That is how I found the answer.
Cat is Zen master.
So when you're home at night, turn off your electric light, burn a candle two or three, and pull the plug on your TV. Suddenly the war is over, and you just don't need a makeover. Watch the cat and you will see. Nice fur, commercial free. All that rises, falls away. Off goes that 401k. But you'll know where it ends if you just consult the cat.
Watch the cat.
Turn off the TV.
Watch the cat.
Tune out and be free. Yeah, the cat is master.
That was Chuck Colombo. My cat is a Zen master. You can get that at CD Baby. Check out Chuck Colombo. It's a terrific CD. Yeah, I know. You like it. Cyanide. Cyanide 2000. Facebook is so 2007. Okay, Cyanide. Marco Polo. Terrific. Okay. Let's have some summertime, shall we?
Never amount to much. Say I graduate last in the class. I don't wanna wear no tie. They won't marry me, but that's okay with me, cause I'm alright. Man, it's crazy. People in society, corporations run the lies. I mean, they don't even know who they are. I don't wanna pump no gas. I don't wanna pay no rent. Man, I was president. Summertime. perspective. I just wanna play my guitar all day and night. I was born to rock. I won't push no clock. If I was governor, we fight our top. Gonna be cool, cool, summer time. Let's have a drink, then we'll party all night. Gonna be cool, cool, summer time. Hit the bartender and we'll feel alright. Gonna be cool, cool, summer time. Let's have a drink, then we'll party all night. Gonna be cool, 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 summer time.
Fell into the pool. Oh well, it was just another teenage night. Friends, are you a snorer at parties? Are you getting laughed at for all the wrong reasons? Well, we've got just the cure for you. Comedy Concepts on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Nancy Lombardo. Comedy Concepts will make you taller, stronger, more popular, and smell better. So don't miss Comedy Concepts with comedian Nancy Lombardo. And now, back to our show.
Thank you, Steve Mendoza. It's the Steve Mendoza Show on Blog Talk Radio. Just go to the Steve Mendoza Show. He's always cooking up something good on his show, Comedy Plus Tasty Recipes. Check him out. I'm still waiting on those cool, cool summer recipes, Steve. Betty Jo Tucker is still on the line, Betty Jo? Okay, Betty Jo Tucker, don't miss her show tomorrow, 4 p.m. It's Movie Attic Headquarters with your host, Betty Jo Tucker. Tomorrow she's got Phil Hall visiting, and they're going to talk about the greatest bad movies of all time. Toxic Avenger, Attack of the Killer Tomatoes, and Attack of the Killer Tomatoes 2, which, by the way, had George Clooney in it. Go figure. All right, that's August 12th. Okay, check her out. She'll also have movie man May J. Hockery will be checking in. And thank you all for tuning in today and checking out the show. This has been Nancy Lombardo with Comedy Concepts on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you very much for checking in. And let's play you out. Thank you.